what had happened is when we scanned the ballots, we were stopping to do election day processing, and we got off and we weren't sure what was scanned, so we just started over. We didn't want to take a chance of missing any ballots, so we just started over, redid, the numbers came out, and it's better than having to come back later and fix something.
If I was observing correctly, it looked like the ballots got processed by about 10:30, but then everybody gathered around the screen for about 20 minutes. The extra time was for what reason?
Well, it's called we go back and look at the ballots that have something different, like an undervote. We go back and confirm that the voter did not mark any space, so we confirmed that. There was some where they marked a candidate and then put an X through it and marked the other one, so we had to go back and say, okay, don't count this one, but count that one, and it's called resolving the ballots. We had some that marked for every candidate, so they all did not get a vote because they canceled each other out, and that's something we have to do at every election.
State law allows you to start counting mail-in and advance or early voting. How quickly?
We can start actually the day after early voting ends. So we could have started on Saturday or Sunday, but being a holiday, that just kind of threw everything off.
And the same thing for the mail ballots?
Yes, yes. But come this November, we'll be counting them early.